In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This hour is brought to you by Joel Osco.
Do you have a sense of how you as a head coach can get through with Caleb and what you need to do to really get the best out of him in that relationship?
It's still early. We're getting to know each other. He's been in the building six and a half weeks now, and getting to know him on a personal level. And the more time we spend together, the better I feel.
Some people like Chris Emma.
I mean, we love Chris Emma. Let's be real. You know why?
Well, you and I are here. Mark Grody isn't here. So Mark Grody, being the dastardly supervillain that he is, he doesn't like Chris Emma. But some people do. We are amongst those some.
Mark Grody is definitely a troll and a provocateur. Probably giving him too much credit with provocateur. So I can see why that relationship would be what it is. But Chris Emma, Bears reporter for 670thescore.com, joins us in studio to talk about the team that is participating in OTAs this week. That would be, what does OTA stand for again? Because I always say off-season, but that's not it.
Organized
team activities. Team activities. That's what it is. Because I'm like, off-season. No, it is the off-season, but these are organized team activities. Mm-hmm. And he's here along with Anthony Heron, who's in for Layla Rahimi, who does not have the day off. She has her day job off because she has a night job for the same company, because she'll be on color commentary for the Sky home opener against the reigning champion New York Liberty later on tonight. Let's get right into it. Bears, OTAs, Ben Johnson at the podium for the first time, talking about his team after seeing them on the field. And it seems like it was a little more tense than maybe people expected, Chris. Is that an accurate statement?
Yeah, look, I mean, this is kind of what we were told to expect with Ben Johnson. Talking with people who were around him in Detroit when he was, even as just the Lions offensive coordinator, he leads practices with an edge. And now it's different as a head coach where you're not overseeing the offense or you're not overseeing one position group. You're overseeing the entire football team. He's going to get on guys. And you saw it. This is our first practice seeing the entire team at large, not just rookies out there practicing. And you saw a clear example of it. Like the end of practice, that moment with Cole Kmet was eye-opening. It's like, okay, it's different now. Like, this is how it's going to be with Ben Johnson. And come to expect that. Like, there's going to be a lot more of that come training camp. This coach, not just Ben Johnson, but Eric Bieniemy, we've heard his voice out there plenty. Even during rookie camp, getting on guys. Al Harris, who was a longtime veteran, great player at corner, now coaching up those corners for the Bears. You're going to hear him quite a bit. They've got a group of guys. Ben Johnson didn't hire his friends, as he mentioned, but he hired a lot of guys who have a similar style of leading practice. And I think you're going to really feel that when you watch these guys go.
You mentioned Cole Kmet. Tell us a little bit about what you saw and what happened out there.
So it was something involved with how he lined up or didn't line up properly at the end of a moment during team drills. And my vantage point, I'm down there on the sidelines watching. I see 85s getting yelled at. I'm thinking, man, who's yelling at this guy? Like, and I'm like, wait, that's the head coach. And you don't get that. I was joking off air here with Big Anna. It's like, I don't remember a Bears head coach yelling like that, because Eberflus didn't do it. Like, that just wasn't his style. Like, it's going to be different now. It's going to be different with Ben Johnson in charge. And I talked with enough people before they hired Ben Johnson, certainly since they have, who've said, like, this is exactly what this football team needs. It's little details like that, getting lined up quickly, getting lined up properly, having your stance ready. This is just small little details among so many things that make you better down the long run. And Ben Johnson is super into those details. And the thing that struck me about him since he got in, usually those really smart coaches are soft on players, and usually those guys who are really intense aren't the brightest bulbs out there. Ben Johnson's a really smart dude who's going to get on people, and I love that combination from a head coach.
And we, to your point, haven't necessarily seen that with the Bears. And the players who last season were talking a lot very publicly about the idea that they wanted to be coached harder, wanted to be held to a standard, getting to be around some of the guys now, especially with veterans back in the building. What's your impression of how the players are responding to it?
I mean, they unsolicited said, man, you feel that intensity, you feel that energy from this coaching staff. And you mentioned it, but yeah, they said a lot last year. We want to be coached. We want to have direction. We want to have structure. They got it now. Like, you got your wish on this. And I don't know how much of that was calling out the last coaching staff versus welcoming this kind of change, but they want to be coached now. They're getting coached. Like, Caleb Williams talked a lot about how he wants that structure. And really, it seems now with the hindsight of what we know in this Wickersham story is that it was kind of a cry for help. I need somebody to watch film with me. I need somebody to guide me through this. Like, Ben Johnson's open to that. That was my question, which we heard in the lead-in, about how is Ben Johnson going to cater his coaching style specifically to Caleb Williams? And I think he knows what he wants to do to some degree, but I think he also needs to really get to know Caleb personally, how he can connect to him and relate to him before understanding how do I coach him up and make him better. And I love the fact that he's open-minded to that, and he's been open-minded to that with every single player on this team. Like, he's not thinking about, this is the way I'm going to lead you guys, you have to follow me. Like, he's truly involved with the idea of catering his style to every single player on this roster.
I know the media wanted to hear from Caleb Williams yesterday, and they did not. And Anthony, earlier in the show, said that it's not that big of a deal. It's not a crisis situation. He'll talk when he talks. What is your stance on Caleb Williams in light of the Seth Wickersham book that is going to come out, which had excerpts that were out last week on ESPN.com from the ESPN senior writer talking about the fact that, A, Caleb Williams did not want to play for the Bears originally before meeting with the brass at House Hall and changing his mind. His dad was ready to go, quote unquote, nuclear on the city of Chicago. And the most important part to me anyway is the fact that the way he was watching film left him discouraged because he felt like he was lost and did not have enough guidance.
Yeah, I wanted to hear Caleb Williams talk yesterday. I agree with what you're saying, but again, it's not a crisis. It's not something where, you know, the house is burning down around him. Like, I don't love the fact that they push it off, though. The Bears are trying to do things differently than the past now, and they've been open and proud about that, about the changes they made within Hallis Hall. And the way they're operating now is a big market, big business here. And it just felt like an old school, small time Bears move to hide your quarterback from the situation. Like, he's great up there at the podium. And we didn't need to hear him apologize. There's nothing like that. Like, nobody should be mad.
He had nothing to apologize for, as far as not wanting to play for Chicago because of the reputation Chicago had as far as quarterback development. Let's be clear on that.
Exactly. And nobody should be mad at him for having those thoughts. And it's natural, but I want them to just put this thing to bed, to put it to rest and say we're done with this. And the only way to do it, it wasn't Ben Johnson coming out there from the start, which he did well at addressing it. And I like the fact that he did. But the only way to put this to rest is to have Caleb Williams come out, be Caleb up there, be natural, be yourself, and end this saga and just make it clear, I love where I am. The past is in the past. I'm better because of what happened last year. And I've got the coach I really know can build me up and make me better. I just didn't love the fact that they're hiding from it, as so it seems. And I think it's going to be a couple weeks, is my understanding, before we actually hear from Caleb Williams. Like, there's no reason to dance around this here. Like, you're in a good spot now. You got the head coach in place that you wanted, the top guy out there, and you've got a young roster that's been built over the course of a few years that seems to be in a good place, and all the drama and garbage of last year is behind you now. Move forward, and now you got a little bit of this drama kind of poking out at you. Put it away. End this thing. I would have rather hear from Caleb Williams yesterday.
But the timing was really odd of everything with the Wickersham piece, just from a perspective of Caleb's dad. Like, if Caleb's dad were available to the media, that I guess would be someone who I would be curious to explain why now for some of this, and who I don't even know how long ago some of that even that conversation took place.
I mean, that's the beauty of it, right? You drop it in the middle of May when nobody's ready for it, and suddenly that's the conversation. This is exactly what you want in a book promotion here. And and unfortunately for the Bears, it comes at a point where there's no football games to be played. There's no other storylines. Like, everybody was talking about this, and everybody has a thought on it.
And I guess that's a part of where it's because the timing of it was out of Caleb's hands, out of his dad's hands, about Seth, and Seth is promoting what's probably going to be a very engaging book. So that's where I'm like, all right, how frequently do they need to run to the podium when something outside of their control takes place? What is in their control is what we saw, or what you guys were able to glean from Caleb on the practice field. I know you guys were able to talk to Ben specifically about a few things that he has Caleb working towards, whether it's adjustments in mechanics or things of just learning and getting comfortable within operating within his offense. What were some of your observations from Caleb?
It wasn't his sharpest day by any means, but it's also like I had to check my roster multiple times to see who he was throwing to at different points. And that's just kind of the nature of the beast in May. So the other factor is they're not in pads. He's not getting a live pass rush. I wouldn't make much of it. I'm really fascinated to see when you get into those dog days in August when it's hot and you feel miserable out there. And suddenly now you got the Dolphins and Bills are chasing after you and things are getting really physical. How is he going to respond to those challenges? Like, how is he going to react to that? And more so, is he going to have that chemistry with a DJ Moore, Roma Dunze, now Luther Burden in the mix as well? Like, how is that chemistry going to really reveal itself when you're being tested in those moments? And it's going to be really fascinating to see. Like, a year ago in August, they were really sloppy in practice and a lot of pre-snap issues and procedural things that just were not getting corrected. And you're watching practice every day shaking your head. And you could say, yes, it's August, but then you go out there in September, October, and this offense is in disarray. So I want to see a much more competent-looking offense and an offense that is moving the ball down the field and having those days where the offense is beating the defense. I know the defense often is ahead of the offense in training camp and certainly this point in OTAs. I want to see those days more often than not, really, in training camp where that offense is dictating things and they are having their way with that defense.
Chris Emma, Bears reporter for 670thescore.com, joining us in studio here on Rahimi and Harris with Anthony Heron filling in for Layla, who's getting ready to call the game tonight right here on 670 The Score between the Chicago Sky and the New York Liberty, the home opener for the Sky. We're broadcasting live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. I want to revisit something we talked about, Chris, just, was it last week? Maybe it was 2 weeks ago. The idea that Darnell Wright could possibly play left tackle. We're on the first few days of install here, and we've got Darnell Wright over at right tackle, and we've got Karen Amagaji, who is stepping in at left tackle. Does that mean the thought of Darnell Wright as a left tackle, that thought's dead?
No, not yet. It's something I don't think they wanted to really address that or get to it until really training camp, because that's when the pads come on and you get a better sense of things. They really want to make this a full, open-minded decision with everybody involved. It's not just about Darnell, right? It's about Karen Amagaji, who's now, like, as you mentioned, he was starting with the left tackle with the first-team offense. And Ozzie Trapilla, where does he fit in? He's got the flexibility to play both sides. And obviously, Braxton Jones got to have a say in that, too, once he comes back healthy. So I think that still is a long way down the road to really make that decision. But it's a big-picture decision. Like, this is a decision about the future of this offensive line. It's certainly the future of Darnell Wright, but you've got four starters now under contract through 2027 on that O-line, or when you include Darnell Wright in that mix as well, in this fifth-year option. Like, the interior is set. You feel really good about that mix after the upgrades this offseason. You would like to have continuity as you move forward. And think about that 2027 window. That's Caleb Williams' rookie contract. Like, you want to be able to protect him and do right by him throughout this whole thing. They've done such a terrific job this offseason overhauling that O-line and rebuilding it to be, I don't know, at the very least above average, if not one of the, you can say maybe it's a top 10 O-line in football if things really click and go well. I don't think I'm ready to go there yet, but you can make a case for it. Like, it's a much better offensive line now with a guy like Joe Tooney in the mix and Drew Dolman. You want to get everything set, and the tackle decision is a big picture decision.
And is that something you're open to, the idea that they could move Darnell right over to the left side from the right side where he's been playing in his young Bears career?
I mean, it's not my first preference. My first preference would have been to draft a left tackle in the top 10.
They did. Ozzie Trapp.
Yeah. But they didn't get that happen. So it's not someone who, to me, is a definitive upgrade over Braxton Jones. But as a unit, I think there's still that potential for the four guys that are in place who you've seen them play at a high level. I would include Darnell Wright as a guy who's played at a high level as a right tackle. The other three guys have been able to do it at their individual spots. Yes, Jonah Jackson flopping from left to right, perhaps. But on the whole, yeah, it can be a top 10 offensive line, I think, with Darnell Wright staying at right tackle and perhaps a healthy Braxton Jones. For now, the competition playing out between two younger guys, I'm good with that until Braxton Jones gets healthy. A second-year player who I feel like it's almost assumed that the rookie year went fine for Roma Dunze because so much of the intention was on sort of the roller coaster ride with Caleb Williams. Roma Dunze underwhelmed me a little bit. I'm very hopeful about his game still, but he didn't show to me that he's a guy who's a problem for the opposing defense. Where do you see him right now in year two? Expectations are certainly high, but how big of a development arc should we expect?
You know, it's funny. Ever since January when Ben Johnson was hired, I feel like we've looked at his fit for individual players and say, man, like, this guy's going to take off. That guy's really set for Ben. Like, I think you can make a case Roma Dunze is going to be one of the biggest beneficiaries of Ben Johnson's tutelage and offense. And I think Roma Dunze is going to be a key part of this system, but more so the function around him, having better around Caleb, having Caleb with time to throw and really showcase that connection with Roma Dunze, having the two tight ends now with Cole Kmet and Colson Loveland, and having an offense that really is built around it and set with a lot of playmakers. I think Roma Dunze is going to be a big beneficiary from that. And we hear Ben Johnson raving about Roma Dunze, and everybody's done that within this building. But the fact that if you get this offense really clicking the way that Ben Johnson hopes and things are in place, I think Roma Dunze can have a really big second season.
So that's a big thing, is the usage of the weapons, right? That's what we've been talking about. I know one of those guys, Luther Burden III, was not out there. Obviously, Colston and Loveland were still waiting on him. So now you got your first and second round pick who aren't able to participate fully in this stuff. Does that matter, though, because we're so early in, because they can still observe, walk through, partially participate?
Yeah, it doesn't matter yet. Colson Loveland, I mean, you knew he was going to be out. He's talked about getting those mental reps. Seems like a really sharp kid who can understand kind of what he needs to do and get up to speed. I think he's embracing the idea of this. Curious about Luther Burden's status. That was an odd-looking play at the end of – it was day two of rookie minicamp, and I believe this is the injury that took place. It went for a diving play, kind of came up awkwardly, and it was at the end of practice. We're watching that thinking, man, it's either got the wind knocked out of him or may have had something more serious. And he was back out there on Sunday, as far as we saw, but obviously missing out yesterday. We'll see where it goes. I'm curious as to that one. I hope he's fine in the next couple of weeks. Obviously, you got three more weeks left between OTAs and minicamp, so I'd like to see him back out there and making some plays.
And you referenced in passing the fact that the Bears will have a couple of scrimmages, the Bills, the Dolphins coming in during the preseason. What do we glean from that just as it relates to the coaching style or the plans for physicality and reps in preseason games from Ben Johnson?
I love those joint practices. I really do. I dork out over those so much. It's split fields. And I'm sure you know exactly what I'm talking about. It's offense versus defense on one, offense versus defense on the other. And if things are going right, it's like one play, then the next. You're like split in the middle and watching just back and forth. It is so much fun, especially when you get a team like the Bills coming in, who should be a Super Bowl contender once again. Like, it's great action. Those things get really intense. The energy is high. Having it at House Hall, you know, you got a little bit of a home crowd on your side with some of the fans. Assuming it's open for fans, it's going to be high energy, high impact, and always set the over on those fights, man. Those guys get after it in those practices. I don't know if you're going to learn a lot more in terms of scheme or anything like that, but you're just going to see everybody's energy and level rise up a couple notches. And so that's what, 2-3 weeks into training camp, where guys are starting to get sick of hitting each other and looking ahead to the season. It's a perfect breakup in the middle of training camp. I love that it's not just one. It's not just the Dolphins. It's the Bills coming too. You got back-to-back week of joint practices at Hallis Hall. It's going to be really fun to watch.
All right, so we appreciate all the information, because Chris Emma gets you a lot of information in his time at House Hall, talking to a lot of different individuals. Glad they made the players available. It's okay that Caleb Williams didn't talk. He will eventually talk, and all the questions will be asked.
I'm not sure if he will. I'm not confident Caleb will ever talk.
Come
again.
On now. He's the, I don't he's know. The, he's the quarterback.
How do we know? How do we know Caleb will talk again?
Because if he doesn't, things have gone horribly wrong. That's how we know.
That's probably true.
That's probably the way I'm leaning on this. Okay. Chris, thanks for stopping by. We appreciate all of the insight. And, of course, you can check him out on the artist formerly known as Twitter, at C-Emma. That's C-E-M-M-A. Not to be confused with just MMA, but C-E-M-M-A 670. That's on Twitter. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the Bears, and specifically about Caleb Williams and his development and through the eyes of Ben Johnson. Plus, Mark Grody's going to pop in for just a quick second, and we've got some breaking news about college football and the way we will decide a national champion, how that's changing. That's all coming up on Raheemian Harris with Anthony Heron in for Layla on 670 The Score.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
You know, him pushing me and us growing together for years to come. It's going to be fun. I can't wait. And you know, to be able to help me, you know, learn more about ball because he's super smart, super sharp, you know, grow and progress in those ways so that, you know, year four, you know, I'm out there and it's, you know, Ben's obviously still, you know, calling and Ben's doing his thing, but, you know, it's a Jared thing where Jared's out there now. He's just, you know, he's calling the whole game in a sense when he's out there on the field and he's been the coach.
One of the most basic but useful insults you can lob at someone on social media: you don't know ball. Well, if Caleb doesn't know ball as well as you want him to know ball, don't worry, because that's where Ben Johnson steps in and helps him to know more about ball. And that is the hope for the second-year quarterback in the NFL, to get all the knowledge he can absorb from the first-year head coach in Ben Johnson. And you're wondering, well, what exactly does Caleb need to know about ball that he doesn't know as a Heisman-winning quarterback who had a fairly successful rookie season in that he was able to play all 17 games? As we return here with more Rahimi and Harris, with Anthony Heron sitting in for Layla here on 670 The Score. Well, according to Taylor Dahl, a host at 1010 XL in Jacksonville, there's some things that Caleb Williams would like to have more knowledge imparted to him about. She joined CHGO back in January and shared this detail about Caleb Williams' film-watching struggles from a source outside of the Bears organization, but close to Williams.
I'm not allowed to say who told me this, but I will tell you it is somebody who is very, very close with Caleb and the off-season workouts and things that he does in that realm. Caleb made a phone call to these guys and just was like, hey, man, is there any way that I can get somebody to help me go over film? And they were all kind of like, hold on, what? Like, the Bears aren't – Shane Waldron and the Bears aren't helping you go over film? And pretty much he said no. Like, this, it was a weird dynamic between him and Shane for whatever reason. The word that my source told me was that Shane was intimidated by Caleb. That's the word he used. And it was a really weird dynamic between the two.
Yeah, I could see it. I could see Shane Waldron being intimidated by Caleb Williams and anybody else. And maybe that's why.
That tracks.
Yeah, maybe that's why he was the guy who came out with that offensive coordinator job in the first place, because Matt Eberflus was like, oh, this guy's not trying to take my job. He'll just do what I tell him to do. And hearing that, it just kind of reinforces where the disconnect was between Caleb Williams and those who were responsible for his development last season at Hallis Hall.
The fact that and the folks I talked to about Shane Waldron when the Bears first hired him, and the concerns that I voiced publicly on this station for his leadership ability, his ability to connect and communicate with players, and the fact that he had a veteran quarterback in Geno Smith. Yes, a veteran who hadn't had a lot of success in his career beforehand, but a talented veteran signal caller who he was able to get the best out of Geno Smith. That would be a very different task that Shane Waldron had in trying to lead and develop a young quarterback in Caleb Williams. In the circumstances here in Chicago, that can be very heated. They can have a lot of scrutiny on his job and his quarterback's job and certainly the head coach's job. I had concerns from what I was told about Shane Waldron's previous stops. The research I did, everything played out in the way that that made it, you know, pretty obvious that this was the wrong hire. And the Bears research that apparently didn't come back with the same information that I did about Shane Waldron, I find that surprising. But this process that they've gone through here seems to have hopefully addressed a lot of those things that Caleb Williams, that his dad, that some of us outside the franchise were concerned about going into trying to develop Caleb as a rookie. So hopefully year two and beyond will be much smoother.
Ryan Paul's having trouble scouting new coaches, as he was having trouble scouting Pro Bowl talent in the draft, because if you look at that record, it's not strong. In fact, the chamber is empty, as they say. Meanwhile, you've got Shane Waldron, the quarterback whisperer, whispering naughty things in Caleb Williams' ears, so they removed that voice, and now he's got a brand new voice in his ear, in Ben Johnson, who is very detail-oriented and has been very clear on working on the big-picture details with one Caleb Williams.
It's what we've asked in all these guys right now. They're all doing some things a little bit different than what they've done in their past, whether at this level or in college. You're learning, you're growing. They are getting uncomfortable with it. I go back when I was young, someone told me it takes 21 days to learn a new habit and let it get in your unconscious. I don't know if that's true or not, but the good news is this. We had 3 or 4 good weeks on the grass with him in phase two and that prior mini camp that we were able to get ahead a lot of that. And he did a great job in the downtime, just going ahead and taking it and running with it, and when the coaches weren't around as well. And we're not talking so much about the feet and the footwork anymore with him, and it's more big picture plays, routes, ball location, coverages. It's more big picture stuff.
Does this sound like the plan that he should be on in terms of what you're hearing from Ben Johnson and how it's come together for him in the early stages of this relationship?
I think so. You know, he's got high expectations, big expectations for his quarterback, but he's not trying to throw everything at him right off the jump. And he's being realistic about mistakes that will happen at this point in the offseason. But it sounds like from everything Ben Johnson has been saying publicly here that Caleb has been around, has been engaged, has been, you know, a good student just in trying to absorb everything that's being thrown at him. Even reference to Chris Emma and the assembled media crew when they were there with him yesterday, that they kind of moved beyond the footwork aspect of it and really gone to route combinations and timing. And that's where, when I was talking earlier about different styles of learning that folks go through, that's where the teacher, you know, and you know, the leader might be one aspect of a head coach's job. The teacher is a separate aspect of the head coach's job as well, just in trying to make sure that you understand how your student learns best and to consistently put them in that opportunity, in that situation where they can learn. Because it's one thing to put it on the grease board and say, hey, guys, here's the play design and here's these routes and here's where we expect to set up a big play, a touchdown opportunity, an explosive. And then you can get out on the field. When the fan gets filthy and you got guys running at you really angrily, trying to cut you in half and take your head off, then maybe the structure of the tutelage that was there didn't suit you actually performing it in that moment. So that's where the coach, the play caller, the teachers that are surrounding Caleb Williams need to make sure that they're pushing him as much as possible, but not overloading him, especially early in the season, in the way that last year's staff was, because that sounds like the approach that was taken. Yeah, we'll throw everything at you, and we're going to treat you like a veteran QB. Here's the keys to everything pre-snap. I mean, when I saw that, my mind was blown early in the season last year. I know I was talking to you and others on this station about how much they obviously had on Caleb's plate early in the season last year that just was bonkers to me, made zero sense to put that on. I don't care how developed you think a rookie quarterback is. You got a veteran center, let the veteran center do a bunch of that. You got a head coach who can stay in his headset until 15 seconds before the play. Then you don't need Caleb to be out there directing all that traffic before the snap. So it sounds like Ben Johnson has a sensible approach to this thing. And my hope is that Caleb feels, for whatever reason he didn't feel as comfortable communicating directly with last season's version of the Bears about knowing what he didn't know from a film study perspective, because there is lonely work that you'll do as a QB. If Caleb's watching film by himself sometimes, that's great. You want your quarterback watching more film than anyone else, but he's got to know what he's looking at, what he's looking for, how he sequences, what he's doing in studying that film. And so to go through that and just help him parse through what is the best method for studying yourself and studying the opponent, that's where the teachers around Caleb Williams need to make sure that they're on the same page with how he actually goes through all these procedures.
Seems like Matt Eberflus, Shane Waldron and company treated him like some, I don't know, or I had a tater tots in the deep fryer, just dropped him in and let's see what cooks. Whereas now you've got that nice crock pot approach where everything should come out nice, flavorful, and tender if you're the Bears.
Or like if I went to the YMCA with you and you were surprised that I told you I really couldn't swim early. You're like, hey, Ed, let's jump in the deep end. You just grabbed my arm and jumped in the deep end and I'm just flopping and splashing around.
I wouldn't do you
aimlessly.
Like that. I wouldn't do you like that.
Yeah, man, but that's how the Bears did Caleb. So that would be, if you were my Eberflus, then you would just grab me and sling me into the deep end.
I would point to the ladder and say, just ease yourself down on the ladder, man. And you know, it's shallow down there. You should be good. You're a tall man. You got this. I would not drop you into the deep end.
I would not drop you into the deep end. I'd be yelling for Ray. Ray! Splash, splash. Ray!
I'm not a good swimmer either, man. We both be screwed.
All right, so we heard what Ben Johnson had to say about working with Caleb Williams. I'm very also happy that this piecemeal version of the project is going better than the deep drop, as it were. But let's hear what one of the veterans on the offensive line has to say, Joe Tooney, on what he's experienced working with Caleb Williams.
He works really hard. Yeah, you can tell how much he cares about this sport. And, you know, he's always in here. You know, whenever I come in, I see him. And, you know, he's been doing great. We haven't gotten too much into the nuts and bolts, stuff like that. But, you know, kind of just getting to know each other better and just, you know, talking kind of ball in general terms and stuff. But, you know, he's a great guy and he loves football. You can just feel it. And but, yeah, he's been great so far.
See, I like my quarterbacks, especially the super young ones. I like them like I like water at the pool, since that's where we're going. Everywhere, omnipresent, always there. You know where it is. Jump on in. It sounds like Caleb Williams, from an attendance standpoint, is where he's supposed to be more times than not.
Zero entry is what I look for a young quarterback. You know, and then when they prove they can handle just, you know, climbing down into the deep end, all right, let them climb down into the deep end. And then when they prove they can handle maybe a high dive, then all right, let them go ahead and try the high dive
flips,
a little springboard.
Somersaults?
At some point, if they're ready for the platform and they're going way up
That's
top.
That's the big boy right there.
Yeah, man, if they're ready for that, then let them do it at that point. But to me, it's about a progression. That's my preferred approach to this thing. That's just kind of how I'm wired, where I like to ease folks into things, especially by comparison, like we talked about last season. Compare the reps, the time on task that Caleb had during his college football career with Jaden Daniels or Bo Nix or all these other guys who just played thousands of more snaps of major college quarterback than Caleb did. To me, it should have seemed painfully obvious that the deep end approach, the deep water approach, wouldn't have made sense doing that from jump. I don't know why the previous staff didn't recognize that.
Listen, if you don't want to get that man a kickboard, at least get him some floaties, right? I mean, give him something to hang on to. But we're excited about what this Caleb Williams-Ben Johnson partnership can look like in the long run. And that's the thing. It is a long-run thing. It is a long-term project. I don't expect to see big results off the top right now. So right now, just show me progress of any kind, and I think we're good with that. I know we're supposed to have a guest. Is he ready for us? Okay. So let's go out to the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. Joining us now on said hotline is one Mark Grody.
Oh, look at this.
Okay. Mark Grody is out in the wild. Where are you, Mark Grody? What is going on?
I find myself at the Verizon store in Gurnee at 6:30 Grand Avenue, red hot deals going on out here at Verizon, and many other things. You guys might be able to hear a little bit of music in the background. That is because I am hanging outside of the Verizon store right now, where there is a whole churro truck out here, or do you say Spanish donuts, one of which I got. All you got to do is come into the Verizon store, pick up a little pass, and you get yourself a free churro. That is among the things that are going down in here today. Plus, we have three pairs of tickets that we will be giving away to the Cubs on Deck on May 28th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern in Wrigleyville with you, Marshall Harris, with Layla Rahimi, who I know is not in there today. Big Ant in the house. What's going on, Big Ant? I will be out there as well. And the headliner, our special guest, will be Ian Happ for that. So we've already had several people come in here and sign up for that. Really simple, just a QR code situation. We make it nice and easy for you. No funny stuff at all. Also, other stuff that we're giving away. We've got some score stress balls, and I can juggle. I will juggle for you. I just juggled for the people. So I will do that for you if you want. Whatever you need me to do, I will do. Plus, there are Verizon Visa card mini coolers here. There's some pretty sick backpacks as well, water bottles, all sorts of things that we just want to give away to you if you come on into the Verizon store here in Gurnee at 6:30 Grand Avenue. And also, when you come to Gurnee, one of the great parts about Gurnee is you see Great America and the Eagle, and it makes me think about summer, which is on its way.
The Eagle, yes.
I love that. How many balls did you get up to in your juggling act, Mark? That's what I want to know.
Just three. I'm a three juggler. I have not gotten to the 4 point of my life as of yet. I have not advanced to that. You know me. I told you the other day, like, I'm just, I'm basic, you know, when it comes to things like that. So three balls in the air. I could go for probably about 2 minutes tops with those. But I don't know. Maybe I'll give the four ball situation a shot here today.
All right, don't just jump into the deep end. You got to stay in the shallow end until you're ready. We appreciate it. That's Mark Grody joining us from Gurnee at the Verizon store at 6:30 Grand Avenue. You have still some time to get to him if you can make it. He's there from 1 to 3 p.m. today. Again, three pairs of tickets will be given away to Cubs on Deck on May 28th from 10 to 2 at Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern in Wrigleyville with our show and special guest Ian Happ along with Mark Grody. Cubs on Deck, powered by Verizon. Learn more about Verizon's deals for Military Appreciation Month at your local Verizon store. When we come back here on Rahimi and Harris, we got to talk about this. It's a situation in which a famous person,
personality.
Is that Mike Tyson you're doing right now? That's not the person we're talking about.
It was definitely Tyson.
We're going to talk about a different person that we think might be the easiest person to imitate and what they had to say and why it's so pertinent to some other things that we've heard. A good story from Ant is on the way. I promise you that. That's when Rahimi and Harris continues. Anthony Heron sitting in on 670.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Score.
Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
Stop rocking with this the lamb chop. Let me see the mashed potato putting down.
I sure hope they took their shoes off because they got their foot in this one. Jay, they got their foot in it. They got their foot in you, mashed potato for real.
Oh, I ain't never heard that one.
Thanks, these turkey ribs.
I ain't no turkey had ribs.
The way I'm eating, people think I was a hostage at one point.
So many one-liners, so little time. If you never heard about putting your foot in it, that means you're not from the South. That's what that means. Because I've heard that 1,000 times. Probably more than 1,000 times if we're keeping it real. That was from the Club Shay Shay podcast. One Shannon Sharp, who's talking about a meal that was apparently good, is he was with 2 Chainz going around Atlanta. Ray,
that's right. That's 2 Chainz at, he was taking him around all the spots that 2 Chainz owns in Atlanta. Mm. And that was Esco Restaurant and Tapas.
Okay, so he was having a good time.
I like a good tapas.
Mouthful, grubbing, telling you how good it was. Anthony Heron here with me on Rahimi and Harris. And
Trying to explain that figure of speech to a 7-year-old. My wife and I, recently, we were trying to explain to our son what it means when you put your foot in something. Because, you know, we'll sit around, we'll have dinner, and I think I use the phrase, my wife used the phrase, or something like that. Oh, you put your foot in these, whatever, in the spaghetti, or something like that.
And my son's
he's got a very literal brain as a 7-year-old. Like, wait a minute, so mama's foot was there? No. Just like, you know, it's a figure of speech. Like, her foot wasn't actually in this dish. It just means that she cooked it good. It's like, well,
Why?
Why would it be tasty?
See, this is the first time I've ever heard this. So I had the same reaction as your son. I've never heard this before.
It's funny because I have a friend, my friend Frances Wang, right? She's she was born here,
she's
raised
Italian.
Here. But no, she's Chinese American.
Okay.
And her mom was from China. And so she's explaining how she learned language, and idioms kill her all the time. She doesn't know any of the idioms. Mm. She cannot follow. If it's not a literal definition situation, she is lost. And you have to explain every. So that one would kill her.
Yeah.
Put your foot in it. But this whole thing that you dug up, I believe it was, it got us to asking, is there a sports personality who's easier to imitate than Shannon Sharp?
I think the answer is no. Then maybe it's just because, you know, Shannon Sharp is so prominent in the media space right now. And so, you know, everybody's got a little bit of a Shannon Sharp that they do when they're trying to talk like Shay Shay. If you say skip and then
okay,
you
that's
know,
better. Skip. What you did before
well,
the
I mean,
break
is just one word though.
What you did before the break, that was Mike Tyson. But this it does sound like Shannon Sharp. And the skip is the giveaway, right?
Uh-huh,
skip is
right.
One of those obvious
yeah.
words.
Yeah.
Come on, skip. Like, anybody could do a Shannon Sharp impersonation, right?
Yeah, if you're doing it that way, yes. Now, I don't know how many other, like, prominent, like, Stephen A., right? I think a lot of people would do a Stephen A.
Have you seen the parody bit on, I think it's on YouTube and on Twitter. It might be on Instagram, too, but it's called Last Take. And these people come on, and they do a perfect impression of, I think they had Stephen A.,
yeah.
They had Skip, they had Shannon, and the guy that does Kendrick Perkins is beyond spot on.
You seen this, right?
With the fake beard.
With the fake beard. It's a whole thing. Like, they got him in boxes and everything, and it is beyond hilarious. But also, this talk about the turkey, and he didn't know if a turkey had ribs. Did we play that? That was in that one? Or
yeah, that was in there. Yeah, that was in there.
So that got us to thinking about something that the booth from the Cubs game with the illustrious Pat and Ron, what they said the other day about another animal with a certain body part.
And just to be clear, what Shannon Sharp questioned while he was eating the food at 2 Chainz restaurant was he was eating turkey. It was turkey ribs, something like that. I don't know. And he said, "I didn't know turkeys have ribs."
Yes. So now
we were treated to the rooster race or the chicken race, whatever they call it. They've got some individuals dressed up in rooster and chicken outfits, and they race around the warning track, and I'm coming down off of my emotional high. I can only speak for myself, Ron. Michael Bush hits a ground ball to second. Lopez will throw him out, and that's out number one. It was actually kind of humorous. Not humorous, but I found it odd that the one in the yellow outfit, I couldn't tell if it was a chicken or a rooster, I'm too far away, but he or she pulled up a little bit lame, and I thought the other participants, after the race was over, would go back and check on her.
Yep.
Not one of them did. You're on your own.
Yep.
Here's the pitch to Dansby Swanson. Just a little drama going on.
Now, do chickens have, like, hamstrings?
I'll say yes. Here's a fly ball off the bat of Dansby Swanson into shallow right, and it's right center, and Hill is going to make the catch. See, that's the thing I like about Cubs radio. When I sat down and prepared for this big league game,
yeah,
I did not think that you were going to ask me a question. Do chickens have hamstrings?
Well, we've all had a chicken leg, right? We've all had, you know, when we're kids, you have chicken. And you brought up, you know, it came up lame. I wonder if he blew a hammy.
But the other three participants just shamelessly ignored their fellow competitor. Nico Hoerner, the batter. And he will take high for a ball.
Thankfully, we have devices that can find the answers to your questions. And yes, chickens do have muscles that correspond to the human hamstring muscle group.
Yeah, Zach Zaveman there with Mr. Information. I miss Encyclopedia Britannica, don't you?
Like the card catalog, you'd have to go to the library, kind of sift through and try to find the one you're looking for to get make sure you got the right one.
Now we just click and it's there, the answer to any question we have.
Now, I think Zach is old enough to be able to sift through this, but I mean, AI can send folks off sometimes too, though.
It really can.
Because you might search something online, you do your little web search, and AI might be the first thing that pops up.
Don't do that.
A lot of misinformation on AI. You got to click on an article link somewhere and make sure you're getting the real deal. I do believe that's accurate. I'm just picturing the drumstick in my mind's eye. I'm guessing chickens don't have calf muscles. I don't think they have calves.
You're probably right about that. But you were Ron Coomer when that first came up in the pre-show meeting. You're like, wait, do they have hips? Yeah, y'all are in the same wavelength. I was like, I've had a chicken leg.
Right, yeah.
But yeah, so there's that.
Hamstring, yes. Calf, no.
Also, the breaking news that we wanted to get to, breaking news on the score brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. It's my bad for skipping over this, but new college football playoff rules. Teams will now be seated directly on the 1 through 12 rankings, eliminating the entire concept that the designated top four seeds go to conference champions. That doesn't happen anymore. It's just going to be straight 1 through 12. So if you're not in the Big Ten, if you're not in the SEC, your chances of being a top four seed and getting a bye have just gone out the window. Is that a fair statement?
Yes, it is. It is unfortunate.
And Lawrence Holmes in the background, in the foreground, excuse me, behind
Mr.
the window.
SEC. I'm obviously Mr. Big Ten. Those two leagues are going to benefit greatly from it. But other conference champions, folks from other leagues, you're just going to fall victim to the subjectivity of the playoff committee thinking the Big Ten and the SEC are just better than you.
Oh, that sounds like you're not a power four supremacist as I am.
But I think the leagues are better, but I think individual teams who win other leagues should have an opportunity to be in the top four. That should still mean something.
They'll have an opportunity to be in the top 12. Good luck to you all. All right, up next, it's Transition with the aforementioned Lawrence Holmes and Matt Spiegel.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, Kristen, how's it tracking?
With Carvana Value Tracker?
What else?
Oh, it's tracking. In fact, Value Surge Alert, trucks up 2.5%. Vans down 1.7%.
Just as predicted.
Mm-hmm.
So, we gonna...
I don't know. Could sell, could hold.
The power to always know our car's worth.
Exhilarating, isn't it?
Tracking.
Always know your car's worth with Carvana Value Tracker.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.